Our Lady of the Rosary Church, Iglesia de Nuestra Señora del Rosario, as you can see here, easily identified by its circular front facade, is one of the oldest sacred buildings of the time and was founded by the Brotherhood of Our Lady of the Rosary of the Black Men. It is considered by specialists to be one of the strongest examples of colonial Baroque architecture in Minas Gerais. The church replaced a chapel which was there from 1709 to 1765. According to Marcelo,
the Igreja do Rosário was built by the black people, not the slaves.
Those are Marcelo's kids you can hear in the background. As well as being full to the brim of local stories, he is also a kind and gentle father. You'll hear them a little bit in the background from time to time in this tour, adding to the ambience of our recordings.
The order is the order of Our Lady of Black People of Black Gold. This is the order. This order was established in 1715. It was the anniversary about 300 years. So it's one of the oldest orders. And what takes your attention is, how is that possible that in just in 15 years, 20 years, the slaves could be making such a wonderful church? The black people, you know, because the slavery here was a bit different from the agriculture. Slavery. You send someone to the agriculture, to the fields, you just, it's just a matter of using a tool and working with it doesn't have to have a knowledge to do that, no, just a matter of strength, no, and not the same with the mines, no, they had to kneel, they had the knowledge, technology, they did it in Africa, they explored gold there. They had this technology of doing that. They knew what they were doing. And they were evaluated because of that. And they still, most of that gold that they found for the masters, no, of course, because otherwise how they could be the owners of the miners later, no, later on.
Several of the black slaves who were brought from Africa to Ouro Preto to work in the mines were very skilled in their trade. As a result, almost half were able to earn their way out of slavery, despite the fact that most of the gold went to their masters, and some even went on to own mines of their own. One of the most famous was Jikore, an African king who was taken into slavery.
That was a king in Africa, and was taken as a slave, and here he became again a king, you know.
They say the way he amassed his riches to buy his freedom was by hiding gold in his hair.
That's what they say, you know, in between the hair. And the women were forbidden for natural reasons, no, they were forbidden mines, no, because they had more place to hide gold, no. They say that was a sign of bad luck to have a woman inside mines. And although the protector of the miners is Santa Barbara, no, it's a woman, so it's very paradoxical, but it's like religion is, no?
In this way, Jikore saved enough money to buy his freedom. And these free people, who were once slaves, created the order that built this church and still administer it today.
Because this order of Nossa Senhora dos Pretos de Ouro Preto, who built this church and established in 1715, they were free people. Slaves could not make the order of themselves. To make an order, you have to have the consent of the Pope as well. It's a it's a religious order. And they are still today the owners of the church, and many of the brotherhoods are still buried in the backyards of the church still today. No, it's the one of the reasons that they did it is for the cemeteries as well. No?
Marcelo, how many of the slave population became free men?
From all the black peoples, like 52% were free people. So imagine, half of the population, of black population, were free men, no? And even some slaves, they were paid, for instance, Aleijadinho, you know, that cripple one that made the church the biggest Brazilian artist.
The artist was a cripple. You'll learn more about him at one of our later stops.
This guy had his company. He was like an architect, officer, no, and had his slaves. Although he was a mulatto, a mixed of white, and he had his slaves as well. And they were well paid because description of the money that he gave to them, blah, blah, blah. That part of gold goes to the bag, goes to this, everything was documented, you know. So this is what I say, you know, that of course was terrible as any slavery, you know, but there were more opportunities, no doubt. Maybe they suffered much more than the people from agriculture, because imagine the coldness here. There is an expression in Portuguese that you say, he rests carrying stones. And why this expression? Because it was like that. When they were resting, they were taken to carry stones to make the street, the town. So they worked like dogs, you know, they worked like dogs. But they had more opportunities, I think, than the people from farms. And what's the opportunity there, you know?
And what tour in a gold mining town is complete without a buried treasure story or two? A priest from this order in this church.
No, not a priest. He was from the order, no? But they are not priests. They are normal people who joined that order, no? And this guy was the one who kept the treasure. But he died very old, no? So everybody just forgot about the treasure, no?
Just for clarity, Marcelo here is talking about religious pieces and artifacts, the treasure of the church and the order in front of you, which were being kept secret and safe during a tumultuous time in recent history by this old man from the Rosario Order.
And I think his grandson had to inform the church, listen, we have the treasure at home, no? And then they get the possession.
There must have been a lot of discussion in the family as to whether or not to give the treasure back and whether or not to keep it.
No, because it's all religious stuff, you know, you can see clear.
Yeah, but religious stuff covered in gold, am I right? Strangely enough, this isn't the last hidden treasure story you're going to hear on this tour. Our next stop, Igreja Matriz Nossa Senhora do Pilar, or Pilar Church, has one too. To reach this church, go back down the road you arrived on, Getilio Vargas. Continue on this road as it turns into Rodolfo Bretas. You will then come to an intersection with Antonio Albuquerque Street. Turn right into the lane across this street, and you will come immediately to this grand church on your left.